You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Sleeze Speedo, I like it. The community pool, show up in the Speedo, start walking around. Is that what you're doing? What have we done here? We're done at just about 30 seconds before 11 o'clock. Is by 11:05, is that going to happen?
SleezeSpeedos.com, where there's a huge market for them. Huge market for them right now. And yeah, right at 10:58, I'm out. I start my day drinking and just sit by the pool.
Perfect. Perfect. ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests on the show appear via the Goodyear Hotline. And like Chris said there a minute ago, it's been at least, 30 seconds since something has happened in the NBA. We've had guys get put on the COVID list, Chris Paul. We've had guys get announced that they're not going to play in the next game, Kawhi Leonard. We've seen about half the league fire their coach in the last 5 minutes. There's a lot going on.
I was looking, I was mentioning this to you on ESPN.com. Just go to the front cover. Six, I think, of the top eight stories are NBA related. Yeah, Trav, let's just say there isn't our fair share of topics for the NBA, but this kind of these are unfortunate. I can't stand, we can kind of speak to this from a Laker perspective, right? Once Anthony Davis was out, you knew, we're probably not going to win an NBA championship. We're probably not going to go deep in the playoffs. Even when Anthony Davis tried to go in game six, all it took was 30 seconds. All it took was tip-off, to just watch him during tip-off to be like,
yeah, that ain't going to work.
Yeah, AD's not here. And now the news about Kawhi Leonard. By the way, when that initially happened, that was two nights ago. I don't think anybody thought much of it at all.
No.
So that's why what makes it even more shocking now.
No, it was shocking to be sure. But before we get to that, can I get something off my chest a little bit?
Yeah.
So we're all thrilled that we're getting as close to normal as we've been in about a year and a half, right?
Yeah.
The Dodger Stadium was full last night. We'll get to that. That was an incredible scene. Mookie Betts hitting a home run in front of nearly 55,000 people. Just a great night. It's good. I'm glad that we are close to normal, but I also think
there's something happening. What are you setting up here?
We're overlooking some things.
Okay.
I had to wait to get seated at a restaurant last night. Hmm. I went out. It was my mother-in-law's 81st birthday.
Yep.
And so myself, my family, my wife, her sister, and her family, we went and took my mother-in-law out to dinner. And there was a line, and we had reservations, and we still had to wait. Like, look, if the pandemic means that I can just walk into a restaurant and sit down, then maybe we should extend the restrictions. Maybe we should.
I see where you're going here.
That this goes a little longer, so my level of inconvenience remains low. I think that this is important.
How long did you have to wait? How long did you have to wait?
Honestly, almost 45 minutes.
We waited 45 minutes with a reservation.
We had a 6:30 reservation, and we didn't sit at that table till about 7:15. And it might have been closer to an hour. It might have been closer to 7:30. It was a long, long time.
So are you trying to, if I could just understand this correctly, are you saying we got to go backwards a little bit just to things a little bit more convenient?
No, look,
cases rising, not any of that stuff. Just let's be ultra cautious for, let's say, at least through the summer.
I think this is how we do it, because I don't want to take any money out of any restaurant's pockets. I don't want to do any of those things. But what I would like to do is for restaurants and maybe just the governor, maybe Governor Newsom can just call me directly and say, hey, Trav, what are your plans this weekend? Mm. What do you got going this week? And I can just give him my itinerary, and he can impose restrictions on those places to make it easier on me.
Trav, this is why when you make fun of me for having dinner at 3:30 or 4 o'clock – These are the moments I shine, because if you just stick to my blueprint, all right? If you stick to Sliwa's blueprint, which has you grabbing a reservation at 4:15 on a Thursday and them saying we don't take reservations because there's literally nobody in the restaurant at the moment, you don't have these problems. She's 81 years old. This is right down her alley. This is why her and I get along.
maybe you guys can go grab a late lunch and early dinner or whatever it is. You guys would be there. No, it was
Caesar
nice.
Caesar salad for the two of us.
We'll split
it's
it.
Some soup. It's some soup.
Two waters, please. All right. We'll get to the quiet things just very quickly.
Yeah.
Kevin Durant, my man. I mean, whoa. What in the world did we see last night? That was insane.
Did you see me running my mouth yesterday saying, KD can't do it on his own. He's got to have either Kyrie or James Harden with him. And if you want to call that James Harden, that was not James Harden. By the way, I appreciate his effort.
Sure.
KD, on his own yesterday, told Giannis and Middleton and Drew Holiday and Brooke Lopez and wherever you want to put the Milwaukee Bucks, right? Let's say third best team in the Eastern Conference, basically told them, I don't need anybody. I'll do this on my own. That was a pretty special night last night. I mean, it really was. I was texting back and forth Michael Thompson, Brad Turner, and they were first of all, they were spending more time talking about the wine that they're drinking. But
Stop. Let's go there. I'm far more interested in that. What were they drinking?
Well, here's what happened. Brad made, I think, a bet with MT, and then so Michael Thompson owed him a bottle of wine, so he gave his, which one was it? It's the good stuff. Let's just say that. It's Camus.
I know that Michael is a Camus select
yep.
guy.
Yep, Camus.
Yeah.
So that's the bottle that he was shown that he was drinking, BT was, and Michael just basically said, I'm busy watching Kevin Durant do his work. And KD was doing his work. Trav, that was one of those performances where, you know, first of all, it's great to see it from Kevin Durant because the dude tore his Achilles 2 years ago. So it's great to see it from him. But on top of that, KD kind of just reminded a lot of people out there that have spent some time talking about other players that, yeah, don't forget about who one of the baddest men on the planet is. It's Kevin Durant.
Yeah, it's one of these things that we haven't had in a while, and it doesn't happen very often. So it's just, like I said, I was standing in the foyer of that restaurant last night waiting for us to get the table, and the ripple just starts to go through the restaurant like, hey, are you watching this? And my phone starts zzz, zzz, are you, hey, can you believe what you're doing? You know, our little text thread with the four of us on it, like, can you believe what we're seeing right now? It was one of those things that even if you're not a Brooklyn fan, even if you're not a KD fan, even if you're not necessarily a basketball fan, if you're just a sports fan, that was one of those things you're like, I'm not going to see this again for a very long time where just one guy says, I don't care what you do, what you try, I'm beating you tonight by myself. It was extraordinary to watch.
It's one thing, by the way, there was a list. I think it was who's had 40 plus 15 plus 10, and it was this just short list of players. You know who's on that list?
Wilt.
Luka.
Yeah.
How about that? I mean, that's all I paid attention. All I paid attention to is like KD's on this exclusive list in the playoffs, and there's four other guys who have done this, that, and I'm looking, I'm like, yeah, that's Luka's name too. Luka's name is on there forever, the 22-year-old, which is kind of crazy because what KD had been doing, what KD did yesterday, Luka was doing almost every other game in the playoffs against the Clippers, which kind of, you know, that in itself is amazing. But KD had an unbelievable performance, and that's kind of crazy to me that you had this dinner yesterday. Dodgers they got their first sellout crowd, first opportunity for a full house to greet Mookie Betts. You know, it's kind of an interesting layout.
And
there.
Mookie Betts did. He showed up and was the best version of Mookie, really, for the first time all year. It was great.
He did show up, and you got this game going on, and you're waiting at the restaurant to be seated, and I can only imagine you're probably starving.
That was pretty hungry.
You did not do that game plan wasn't there last night for you.
And I'll just leave it at this. You got to round out the whole picture. Never mind. This could get me in trouble. They might be listening. I'll just leave
That's
it at
fine.
That. Let's keep it moving at this. So Kawhi is out for tonight. No
yep.
Kawhi Leonard. Game 5 in Utah against the Jazz. 2-2. What is it? 81% of the time, whoever wins this game goes on to win the series. The Game 5 is more or less everything. So the Clippers are
lost. They lost Game 5, right, against Dallas? Yeah, they did. They lost that back at Staples Center. So they have a little bit of experience of coming back if they do lose Game 5. Different scenario if Kawhi Leonard's not there.
And they also were in an 0-2 hole in that series and came back and won the series, just like this one. But this is going to be different because this just isn't, okay, it's Game 5 on the road against a better team than you played in the last round. Utah's better than Dallas.
Yep.
But this is Game 5 on the road against a better team, and your very best player is not going to go. He's got a bum knee. He can't get it done. And your second best player still has giant question marks all over him about whether or not he's built for this, about whether or not he's able to step into this. And there's really two different ways to look at it. And I look at it like this. I think this is an incredible opportunity for Paul George. It's an amazing opportunity to shut people up, to say, you know, yeah, I hit the side of the backboard, but so what? Guys miss shots. I've had bad games, but so what? LeBron James has had a bad game. Kevin Durant's had a bad game. Steph Curry has had a bad game. I've had bad games, but when you needed me the most, I won this series without Kawhi Leonard. It is a huge opportunity right there in front of him. And then there's the other side, which is probably going to happen tonight in Utah.
Well, when I hear you saying what you just said, do you believe what you just said?
Of course not.
Because
I believe what I said is true. It's an opportunity.
Yep.
Whether or not he seizes the opportunity, I don't think he will.
Well, I think I don't know how realistic that opportunity is, because I think Paul George can go off for 30 tonight and get you 9 rebounds and get you 8 assists, and they still lose the game.
Yeah.
And you could still say that Paul George had a great game and a great personal performance. But I don't even think that's a lock. Like, I even think even the predicament. And let me go back to something real quick. With the Indiana Pacers, I know I've brought this up, and you're like, stop bringing up the Pacers. That was how long ago?
I think Rick Smits was his teammate at the time. Maybe Mark Jackson.
Yeah, it was Mark Jackson, Rick Smits, and Antonio Davis. Those were his guys back then.
Jalen Rose.
Chris Mullin was unbelievable that game. Trav, but when I go back to the reason why I bring that up, he has not been the best player on his team since the Indiana days,
mm-hmm.
Okay? You could make an argument, well, Paul George, Russell Westbrook, when they were in Oklahoma City, Paul George took a step back and he said, I'm walking into – this is Russell Westbrook's franchise. This ain't my franchise. I'm a guest here. I don't know how long I'm going to be a guest here for. Then he comes to the Clippers, and it's him and Kawhi that come in together. Kawhi's got the hardware. He's got 2 finals MVPs. So naturally, Paul George is going to step back, and Paul George isn't as good as him. He has not been the head of the snake for that long. So I bring that up because – I don't know what we're going to get from Paul George tonight. And I do believe when you do say, yeah, it's an opportunity, I just can't see it. I can't see the Clippers rallying around Paul George and saying, hey, let that dude be our leader. Paul George is going to carry us. And we're going to go in Utah, who has not had Mike Conley this entire series, mm-hmm. and have still played good basketball, pretty good basketball, and go upset the Utah Jazz. I hear it. I don't see it.
Look. I'm not predicting it, but here's what I'll tell you. This I'm going to give you a sneak preview of tomorrow's show if Paul George plays well. I'm going to give Paul George a ton of credit. Let's say Paul George goes out there tonight and scores 30
why
points.
Why wouldn't you? Yeah, there's no reason why you wouldn't.
They can lose, but Paul George can still be the guy that you look at and say, you know what, when they absolutely needed him in the toughest moment that he's faced as a member of this team, he showed up.
You want Paul George to be what Donovan Mitchell is doing for the Jazz.
I just want him to show up.
But does that make sense? Like, think about it. Donovan Mitchell he's been the best player for – if we'd have started the season and I'd have told you Paul George or Donovan Mitchell, which one's a better player?
You could certainly make
a case and an argument Donovan Mitchell, but I think there's also going to be people that would say Paul George.
I'd love to hear it because I don't know what it is.
Maybe that was the best example.
I would love to know. I want to know who's picking Paul George because I'd like to play poker with them. I'd like to know what they're picking in stock so I can pick the other thing, because that's just a bad choice.
But the way that Donovan Mitchell has had to carry the Jazz and have nights where he puts up 35 and 40 and it doesn't matter who's guarding him, that's kind of the version you're saying Paul George is going to have to be for the Clippers.
To win, for sure. He's going to have to be – I don't even know if it's going to be a Donovan Mitchell kind of thing. It might have to be a Kevin Durant kind of thing, and I don't know if he can do that, because here's the rub. I don't know if anybody can do that. How many guys in the league can do what Kevin Durant did? I know that we're going to get to that a little bit later in the show, so we can come circle back to that. But you had to think. Let me ask you this.
Okay.
When you saw the news about Kawhi Leonard this morning, what's the first thing that went through your mind?
Well, it's very simple. Jazz are going to win the series, right? That's the uh, the the quick part of it. But let's just see if he's only out for just game five and he's able to come back game six and seven. Okay, then this is a seven-game series. But for the most part, the initial thought process was, Clippers are toast.
The Clippers are toast, and here we go again with the Clippers. Like, they just can't get it right, whether it's through their own creation or bad luck, which is what this is. And it starts to get you to thinking, is there such a thing as a sports curse? We're going to get to that next. It is Travis and Slee, 710 ESPN. What do you mean it's supposed to be Bob Kraft?
If I had to rank some of your voices that you do.
All tied for first?
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
That one is out of a ranking of five. No, I think you've done three voices. How many voices have you done? Okay,
Messi.
We got Messi.
I've done my rich guy. I've done. Have I done my Buffalo Bill yet? Have I done that?
You did Buffalo Bill.
Okay.
Don't know who that is.
The Kraft just doesn't get that one.
So let's say there's four that you've done. Okay. Kraft was nine.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah, oh, the peacock. Thank you, Taylor.
Yeah, the peacock. Yes. Kraft was number nine.
Tied for first.
That was it. None of it made sense. And the tweets that I was reading yesterday, kind of describing what you were doing, I just kind of stayed off the grid on that. I'm like, let me leave that alone.
You're just jealous. I understand. Some of us have a skill set, and other of us want to have that skill set, and you don't. You feel like you're getting you're a little left out.
My voice impersonations are just my voice gets louder or it gets quieter. That's it. That's all the levels I have right there.
Speaking of tweets, don't forget you can send us a tweet at any time about anything. At Alan Sliwa, at Travis Rogers. That's a good way to do it, and we will do it coming up here half an hour from right now when we do Ask Slee, and we are loaded up. Here are some non-Ask Slees, Slee. This one is from Capitano Matt. It says, TV in the foyer translates to the bar at Applebee's. We did not go to my mother-in-law's 81st birthday.
What was it?
At the
was
bar
it like,
at Applebee's.
Was it like a special on Tuesdays at Applebee's? What was it? Claim Jumpers? Where were you guys at? Come on.
By the way, that would have been better. We would have gotten a seat a lot quicker. We went to a Teppan place where they, kind of like that sort of deal. We've all been to one of those, right, where they cook the food in front of you and flip
the shrimp. Like a Benihana type deal?
Yeah, like that. It wasn't that, but it was like that. And we'll just leave it at that. But that's a story for another. So, no, we were not at the bar at Applebee's.
Do you do the ones where was it Korean barbecue where you got to kind of grill everything?
No, it was the one where the chef does it for you. You don't get to touch
it. Throws a shrimp in your mouth?
Those are always funny to me. It's like you go to a restaurant and then you cook it as well.
You do it.
I'm like, okay, wait. Yeah. So, wait, let me get this right. I'm coming to – do you want me to bring my own meat too?
Look.
Anything else that I could bring to the table here?
Just put it this way, I would have done a better job than he did, and we'll just leave it at that. there's one more. Dave in San Clemente. Dinner with the in-laws sounds awesome. Sincerely, not one damn person. Dave, let's just look. I have to live with these people. Let's just leave
it at
that.
But you got to be strategic with the night that you go. You got to be strategic with
the night. Tuesday night. When was the last time you went out to eat on a Tuesday night and had to wait an hour with a reservation? When was the last time that happened?
Yeah, but I'm looking at the sports schedule. I'm saying that I don't feel like you pick the right night to go.
Well, there's always something. Very rarely will that be the deciding factor. Food trump sports for me.
Tonight, that is
a face-off that sports is almost never going to win.
Tonight would have been worse because you got two NBA games and you got a Dodger game. So, okay.
I'm just saying I may have something going on tonight that I may or may not share with you tomorrow morning. We will see.
Okay.
We'll see how that shakes out. All right. So we talked about it, right? Kawhi. Knee injury, he's out tonight.
Out for game five
and quite possibly out for game six. And if there is a game seven, maybe he'll miss that as well.
Crazy.
they're cursed, right? Because they didn't do anything wrong here. This isn't Donald Sterling putting bad mojo in the universe and getting what he deserves. This isn't them blowing a 3-1 lead. This isn't Paul George hitting the side of the backboard. This isn't them cratering with James Harden on the bench and Houston coming back to win down 3-1 and win the series.
Yeah.
This is just random bad luck.
No, this one's different. This one's, you know, completely different. This is bad luck. Now, listen, we can make a case and look at all the lists, and I know we'll do that, list of all these NBA players that have got injured so far this year. But I actually feel bad on this one. I really do. I feel bad for and you know how much I kind of enjoy, hey, the Clippers lost again, Jazz Nation, I joke around with all that stuff. You don't want to see it this way. Kawhi Leonard is one of those players that you appreciate his game. You enjoy what he brings to the table. I don't have to root for the Clippers to want to see the Clippers at least be healthy. And it's one thing, I've talked about this, how not having Mike Conley is so key for the Jazz. Mike Conley's not Kawhi Leonard, right?
No.
It's the equivalent of Donovan Mitchell for them, their best player being out. So then you know the series is over. Let's see how long he's out for. But is it bad luck? Trav, I got to be honest with you. How many times have we said over the last 5 years or so, well, Clippers are they're gonna get to the Western Conference Finals? I mean, No. Clippers are that's a team that's gonna go head to head with the Lakers, and who knows who gets to the NBA Finals between those two teams? We did it last year. We did it this year. Lakers didn't hold up to their end of the bargain. Why? Because Anthony Davis was hurt. Here they are, just two games away again from the Western Conference Finals. And it's not Marcus Morris. It's not Zubats. It's not – no. Kawhi freaking Leonard can't go in game five. I don't believe in curses, but maybe they could convince me otherwise here.
It's time for some Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. Here's the Straight Talk, Sleep. You said it a minute ago that you feel bad for the Clippers. I don't feel bad for them at all. Look around. The whole landscape of this league has just been decimated by guys that are hurt. Right? That this is. It, I guess it was just their turn because everyone else. Chris Paul gets hurt early. Anthony Davis is hurt. LeBron James is hurt. Kyrie Irving is hurt. James Harden is hurt. Mike Conley is hurt. It's just all of these other guys are dropping like flies. So the Clippers, you know, they've been pretty. I know that everybody says, oh, no. Serge Ibaka. Let's stop. Serge Ibaka is a nice player, but Serge Ibaka is not on the level
role
of the
player.
Guys that we just mentioned.
Just
right?
He's different.
He's different. Kawhi Leonard sure as hell is. Mm-hmm. Kawhi Leonard is one of those guys. And I you can't feel bad for the Clippers if you don't feel bad for the Jazz or the Nets or any of these other guys. It's just
but you do.
It's their turn.
I think you do on the same. I feel bad that Anthony Davis was trying to freaking go in Game Six and you knew he couldn't go. And you know, you and I were having that conversation where we felt like, is Anthony Davis trying to go because he feels pressure from other people running their mouth about him not being able to go? James Harden yesterday was a shell of himself playing for the Brooklyn Nets, just kind of bringing the ball up the floor. I'm like, I don't know what James Harden could do. Kyrie goes out with his injury. I do feel bad. When certain players are out and that could dictate the series, why wouldn't you feel bad for that team or that player or that franchise? I personally would, but I see what you're saying. On the Kawhi front, you're saying, well, don't feel bad for the Clippers because there's 10 other teams in the NBA that have been impacted by injuries this year. Klay Thompson for the Warriors, go down the list of all the other players.
And here's the thing, too, with the Clippers, and maybe it's just a personality defect on my part, but the odds are probably pretty good. There's something comforting knowing that the universe has some order, right? That we all live on this little blue marble and we're all just kind of spinning around at the whims of whoever's in control of all of this, right? Mm-hmm. Is it all just totally random or is there a little bit of a master plan, a little bit of some structure and order to all of this? And whoever is in charge of those things seems to really not want the Clippers to have nice things. Seems to really want to make sure that the Clippers don't get one of those. And it's just, it kind of makes me rest a little easier knowing that there's something out there that says, you know what, hey, while the whole world may be crazy, you can rest easy at night knowing that I'm not going to let the Clippers get anything nice.
Jesus.
It just feels like there's some order to the universe. That's all I'm saying. I don't know why
by the way,
that person has picked the Clippers, but apparently they have.
By
apparently
the way,
that's the person that they've decided doesn't get to have nice things. You know what? Maybe at the beginning of time, right? Boom, the big bang. And all of a sudden everything settles down. And so we went, you know what? The Clippers, they never get anything nice. And maybe they were the Buffalo Braves at the time. Maybe they were still in San Diego. Maybe it's when they came. I don't know when it happened, but somebody somewhere decided nobody gets anything nice that has anything to do with the Clippers.
By the way, do you agree with this? It's kind of weird as we kind of go back on this. We haven't spent a lot of time on this, but damn, the NBA, as much as they try to just get this season in, right, and shove in as many games as possible and condense the schedule, and I don't have another solution for this, but your stars, your product, the quality of what you thought you were hoping you were going to get, damn, did money, the business side, just pretty much squash all that and say, who cares? Get as many of these games in, because we might be watching an NBA Finals, Trav, like you mentioned before. They might not only be smaller markets, but the stars that are least attractive, you could say, as well. Ultimately, the NBA trying to get as many games in as possible and trying to kind of shove the season in. I don't know if it's the right way to say it. It might bite them in the you-know-what or anything along those lines, but it might be a pretty ugly playoffs the rest of the way.
Especially if we keep losing. I mean, look, here's what's kind of wild about this whole thing too, right? Doesn't it feel like we're really close to the end? This is the middle. This is the second round.
That's right.
I think it's just because of the calendar, right? The NBA Finals for our entire lives.
We keep saying anniversary of, Lakers and Pistons, and right. Kobe wins his fourth championship
deal.
Every day.
Right, all this offseason stuff, because the season's usually over by now. We're in the second round of the playoffs. Mm-hmm. There's another month of basketball to be played. Who knows who else drops? Who knows who else comes back?
That's the one thing that has happened this entire postseason. Remember Lakers, you start feeling good. They're up 2-1, and then bam, AD's out. Lakers are done, right? There's a moment in that series, too, where Chris Paul gets his shoulder injury. You're like, okay, the Suns are done. There's a moment in this series between the Jazz and the Clippers where you start thinking in your mind, okay, that series is over because Mike Conley's out. Brooklyn Nets, they lose two of their players. This series is over. How many different times has the tide just churned in the NBA so far, these playoffs? Every time you start thinking the script is being written, it's a new script that comes in.
Yeah, when they get healthy. Yeah, who's to say anybody stays healthy? How about that? You know, we're waiting for guys to come back. Who knows who's going to drop off along the way? All right, you just mentioned it a second ago. We were talking about the anniversary of the AD deal, and we talked about, you know, did they get enough already? Did the one championship kind of satisfy that? The conversation kind of continued after we were done yesterday, Slee, and the conversation turned into, did they keep the right people? We'll get into that next. It's Travis and Slee, 710 ESPN. Let me scratch Capitano Matt off the list because he had already been set aside for the Ask Slee segment. But yes, Chris, you're on the right track. We'll get to that coming up in just a little bit.
That's Slee, not like a vision I want. By the way, that's not a vision I want for anybody out there. So let's do our best to get that out of anybody's mind. A leopard print Speedo, that's number one. Number two, I don't even want that vision in my own head, and it's me.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
You keep the lights off when you get dressed in the morning? I don't know. Yeah, I'm good. I've seen it. I'm good. Who would want to
take a shower with the lights off? Not right now, please. Please, just leave me alone.
Hey, look, you and I are different in many, many, many ways, but
yes,
we're exactly the same when it comes to that kind of stuff. We are in lockstep right there.
That's pretty funny.
I always like this, Slee. I always like when we see new people on Twitter. I want to read a couple. This is from David Gibson. David, thanks for checking us out. It says, I hate to say this, but as long as the ex-owner is walking the planet, it's not going to happen for the Clippers. Look, I mean, David, I get it. But it does feel like there's just something out there that's the universe is saying, nah, nah. I mean, how many opportunities have they had? It's right there in front of them. And who knows? Maybe they have to go through this personal version of trial by fire, no Kawhi Leonard, to finally get there, but it does seem like there's somebody out there that doesn't like them.
We've said this. Remember we were talking about Chris Paul, just the bad luck that he's had so far in the NBA and the league, and then today, obviously, I guess this is another person that you kind of feel sorry for. COVID safety protocol, so he's out indefinitely. By the way, I don't even know how any of that works. So I think this is kind of a new – this is – for those who have been vaccinated, I don't know how it works. I don't know if he's been vaccinated, so we're just kind of listening to reports. But this is kind of a different world of the COVID era, right, where a lot of people have got vaccinated. If he did get vaccinated, okay, well, what is then the timeline then? I don't know how any of that works, but this is different, Trav. We haven't. I don't know if we've had this yet in the sports world.
Yeah, and look, sometimes guys go on this health and safety protocol list, and they're back in a couple of days, and sometimes they're gone for a long time. You
sure.
Just never really know.
10 to 14 exactly. days, something
yeah.
like that, yeah.
I mean, if it's 14 days, that's a handful of games. I mean, that could be a half the series, if not more, by the time he comes back. Here's another new one. I think this is interesting, too. This comes from Howard, who writes, Travis and Slee, just yesterday the Clipper narrative was load management was their secret sauce in avoiding injuries. Yeah, that's one of those. I get the more information we have, the better decisions we can make, that if you manage your minutes a little bit differently, maybe you're less likely to get hurt here or there or the next place. But it's so random. It's mm-hmm. just so you can load manage and do all these things to try to set yourself up for success, but you bang knees with a guy and all of a sudden you're out. That's why let's just play.
Listen, guys get injured in the off season, right? I mean that it doesn't have to be just in a game. You get injured anytime. More importantly, Eric Steven says, why can I picture Travis Rogers nudging his wife when the Benihana chef is setting up the onion volcano and saying, this is where the magic happens?
Okay, so since Eric – by the way, Eric did something that I don't do very often.
I could see Trav also telling at Benihana's, I could see you tell him, can you turn off the TVs? Too many distractions here. Turn off the Dodger game. Turn off the playoff game tied at 103. I need to just pay attention, me and the chef. You actually even ask him, make eye contact with me when you're making this.
So, first of all, Eric is a very good tweeter. I even followed him yesterday. He's so good. I don't do that very often. So good on you, Eric, for meeting that threshold. But here's the thing. I did elbow my son, like, hey, you're going to want to see this. He was sitting to my left, and he'd never been to one of those places, and I did, hey, watch. This is because he's just scarfing the rice down. He can't get it down his yeah. face fast enough. He's going. I'm like, hey, you don't want to watch this. This is kind of cool. He's going to make that onion. You're going to keep your eyes on the onion.
Did you give him the whole, like, the elbow, and then you kind of even started sitting back, and you're like, take a look at this. Like, you know, You've been there before, right? You've done it. It's not something to you, but this is – you're a veteran in the game.
Yeah.
And he probably looks up like, Dad, it's not that impressive.
He did like the – I was a little disappointed.
Can I get some more rice?
He didn't flip the shrimp into his pocket. I was hoping that was going to happen, but maybe next time. Maybe next time along the way. ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance, and all guests on the show appear via the Goodyear Hotline. Talked about it yesterday. AD for –
the shrimp in my pocket?
You've never seen that? Or in the top of their hat?
Or in their mouth?
Yeah, or in the mouth. Yeah, the guy.
Excuse me, sir. There's lint on my shrimp.
No, they don't make you eat it after they put it in his pocket.
No, they flip it. They flip it off their like utensil order.
Right. They have the knife and the spatula.
There's string
right?
the along my shrimp. I don't know if you guys know where this came from, but just let me know.
Slee, your restaurant game is very disturbing to me.
I love how this is what angers you. This is what gets you mad. This is where you get disappointed.
That's the word. It's not anger so much as it's just confusion and disappointment. Like, do you really think that the –
I thought there was five shrimp. There's only four here on my plate.
That the Teppan chef flips it into his pocket with his change and his keys.
That's kind of the joke, but
and then
it's okay.
fishes it out and says, hey, Slee, here. Here's your fourth shrimp. They have an extra one
it's kind
for
of like
the show.
Part of the joke there, but that's okay. Yeah,
they
you
have
win some,
it for
you
the
lose
show.
Some. You win
I'm
some,
just
you lose
worried
some.
About you. I'm very worried about you. The hat's the hardest trick, by the way, because you got to know exactly where it is. You got the fan over the top. It's very, very confusing. Kyle Kuzma is still here. Everyone else is gone. Right?
Okay.
Anthony Davis comes over. They send out basically everybody else and all of their picks. Kyle Kuzma's here. When we were talking about it yesterday, it was it the right – not was it the right move, but have they done enough? Everybody knows it was the right move. But – have they gotten enough done? And I think the answer is probably not quite yet. You need a little bit more out of this group. But it quickly morphed into, yeah, it was good, but they kept the wrong guy. Did they? Is Kyle Kuzma the wrong guy that they decided to keep? Should they have kept one of those other guys?
I don't think it was put it this way. Let's say you're the Pelicans, and you're trying to get what the most you can get from the Lakers to put together that deal. I would have taken what they took, right? I would have got Lonzo Ball. I'm sorry. Yeah, the Pelicans. I would have got Lonzo Ball. I would have got Brandon Ingram. I would have took Josh Hart. I would have tried to grab as many draft picks as I possibly can. I'd have grabbed that number four pick from the Lakers as well. Kuzma's a nice player. He's a nice player. But, you know, if you want me to sit here and try to make an argument that Kuzma was the piece that we had to keep, or Kuzma, remember at one point the Lakers were saying this is the trio, not the Lakers, but Laker fans, there were people saying that this is the big three. It's LeBron, it's Anthony Davis, and it's Kyle Kuzma. It's just never going to be the case. So I think we gotta separate the – I think there's a reason why Kuzma wasn't a part of the deal, and I don't think that has anything to do with the Lakers. I think it has more to do with the Pelicans, right? I think that has more to do with what they wanted in return. And the Lakers are doing their best to utilize a young player that has talent, but has it shaped up the way any of us thought? No, I don't think it has, and that's okay to say.
So there's a couple of things here. Number one, I think you're pretty close. The part of it, though, keep in mind, the Lakers did have a little leverage in this deal. Anthony Davis was leaving, okay? And Anthony Davis was saying, I'm also not going anywhere other than the Lakers. So they didn't have to give up exactly what the Pelicans were asking for. They had to give up most of it. But if it was here's a list, and you can't have player X, and Kuzma was the choice, it's interesting, because if they would have said, no, we have to have Kuzma, you can keep Ingram, I think the Lakers probably make the same decision, right? I don't think it matters who the one guy you can't have is. Whatever that guy was going to be, the Pelicans were going to have to eat it.
If they wanted Kuz, to get Anthony Davis on top of everything else that they already had, you think the Lakers would not have done that deal?
No, I think they do. I think they could give away Staples Center.
So that's my point.
We'll build a new place.
My point is that I don't think it came down to – listen, if we're sitting here and we're having the conversation, would you rather have Brandon Ingram and Kyle Kuzma? It's not a conversation. Maybe the conversation you want to have, would you rather have Josh Hart or Kyle Kuzma? Uh-huh. Which of those two role players do you think would be a better fit? You can make that argument. You can make that case, right?
Yeah,
Kuzma, you would think initially would be a better fit because he's more of a three-point shooter, more consistent player. Okay, you can make that case.
And I think there's the other part of this is Kyle Kuzma a finished product? Because this is the other part that I go back and forth on is Kyle Kuzma still in the phase of his career where, what are we, we're in 2021. Is Kyle Kuzma going to be this player in 2023? Is he going to be this player in 2024, 2025? Because here's the cold hard facts of this. When all of these guys came in, Ingram, Ball, Hart, these, you know, D'Angelo, Julius Randle, that group, we all know who we're talking about. Kyle Kuzma is one of those guys. Most of those other guys, Ingram, Randle, Ball, they're better players now than they were a couple of years ago. Kyle Kuzma, it may be a more rounded player, but I don't know if he's a better player than he was. Now, there might be reasons. Number one being trying to develop in the shadow of LeBron James while you're trying to win a championship is not the same as going and doing it in anonymity in New Orleans.
That's not a small – That's an important piece of this. That's a big piece of this. Keep going on what you're saying.
That's it to me. Is that I think that it's a fair criticism, but I think that there are extenuating circumstances as to why he hasn't developed. If you said to me, hey, look, we're going to lose a whole bunch of games. No one's really going to care. I just described the New Orleans Pelicans, right? No one's really. It's about the Saints, right? Nobody cares about the Pelicans. And you can go in there, work on your game. Get a little stronger. Work on your shot. Work on your handle. Get better so when, you know, 2-3 years from now, when we get Zion, we get these other pieces, it'll start to look a little bit better. As opposed to, you know what I need out of you? I need you to be the third best player on a championship team with the greatest player of all time and a legitimate MVP candidate who's coming over for the first time. I need you on their level, ready, go. That's a huge ask.
In L.A., on the Lakers, no excuses, get going right away. You know, can I tell you what I think would be a perfect scenario for both the Lakers and Kyle Kuzma? And listen, I don't know if this is going to happen, so it is what it is. He just signed his new deal. Obviously, he has a 3-year, $40 million deal with the Lakers. But I feel like at some point it would be great, and this isn't going at Kyle Kuzma. This is just in general. I personally would like to see more vets on this Lakers team next season. All right, I want to take more of a page that the Lakers had in that championship in 2020 where there were guys like Danny Green and Dwight Howard and JaVale McGee and Rajon Rondo. The experience was all there, okay? They're a little older, but the experience is all there. And I think Kuzma, would you agree with this or not? I think Kuz, at some point, if he – let's say Kuzma ends up on a different team where he's one of the more focal points and it's a team that's super young and they're kind of developing all these players and there is no real expectations. I think you're going to some nights turn on SportsCenter and you're going to see Kuz. Kuz had 30 tonight. Mm-hmm. Kuz had 25 tonight. Mm-hmm. Kuz had 25 and 10. I think that's going to be more realistic for him, his career, but I don't think it's going to happen here. So yeah. In a perfect world, when we talk about what the Lakers, kind of what should happen in the offseason, I know that we have plenty of time for that. I think there's a way to kind of take this in two different ways for Kuzma and the Lakers. I think Lakers can benefit next year, and I think Kuzma can benefit for the rest of his career if maybe that marriage split apart. That's my personal opinion.
Agree or disagree, 877-710-ESPN. That's the phone number, and I'll just say this before we take this phone call. Where you are matters almost as much as who you are. That there are very few players that are going to develop the same way regardless of where they are, right? You could put LeBron James or Kobe Bryant anywhere, they're going to turn into those guys. But for most guys, you need to be in the right city, the right spot, the right teammates, the right coach. All
Jordan
that stuff
Clarkson, Julius Randle.
Absolutely.
Those are good examples. Brandon Ingram, who, yes, it statistically does great, but it's not like they're making the playoffs or anything.
North Hollywood is our first stop of the day. Steve, you're on with Travis and Slee. What's up, Steve?
Hey, guys. I can't believe this. The Lakers, you know, should have kept Lonzo or they should have kept B.I. thing is still going. They chose Kuzma. They didn't choose Kuzma. I think, you know, you guys were discussing it to some degree. But look, first of all, I believe that Ingram was the centerpiece of the deal. And there were dollar reasons, because Kuzma was making like $2 million or less, like 1.8 or something, why he didn't even make sense to be in the deal. He couldn't have just swapped him and Ingram. It wouldn't have worked. The deal did not work. The fact is where the Lakers blew this deal, if they blew it at all, if you want to talk about that, is just giving that little extra, giving that third first-round pick. Okay, we gave you the four. Now we're giving you two other firsts. Oh, and by the way, we're giving you trade swaps. All that stuff is where we got hurt, because we're feeling it now because we don't have assets to add. Last year they gave up a big asset, which for Schroeder, which was a first round pick. But the point is we're paying for that now. There's a tax to that. And Kuzma was not the desired guy to keep. I guarantee you they would have kept both Lonzo and Ingram over Kuzma had that been an option. But there was no way the Pelicans were going to do that. You had a savvy GM over there.
Yeah.
Somebody that I thought the Lakers should have hired, but that's a whole other story. Anyway, that's Griffin, right? Griffin was the guy on the other side.
Steve, I'm gonna jump in on you right there. You bring up some good points. I'll listen to the Brandon Ingram. They'd rather keep him. The Lonzo piece, you could talk until you're blue in the face. I'm never going to think that that's the guy that they wanted to keep. I think they'd made up their mind at that point. We'll circle back to that for sure. More phone calls coming up as well, 877-710-ESPN. But the reason I had to cut you off, Steve, is because the most important part of the show is about to happen. Ask Slee is coming up next. It's Travis and Slee, 710 ESPN. We've gotten a lot of great submissions today. I'm pretty excited, Slee, but I like to do them kind of in chronological order of what came in, because
sometimes you got to move somebody to the front of the line.
Exactly right. And that's where Dave comes in, because this says, hashtag ask Slee, you're going to lunch with Trav, and he has to use one of his voices for the entire time. Which one do you choose and why?
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We have to sit next to each other?
Yeah, we're gonna share a table. We're gonna dine together.
All right, Messi's off the list. I don't wanna hear Messi for 45 minutes to an hour.
Okay.
So now it's down to Buffalo Bill.
It's down
to Buffalo Bill.
Are you gonna eat that roll? I'd butter that roll so hard.
Robert Kraft. That's the other one, right?
Slee, will you please pass me the iced tea?
Okay, what's the other
one? I would like you to put two Splenda in this iced tea.
It's not even close. Buffalo Bill. I'll take Buffalo Bill, no question about it, over the other voices.
Slee, I really want you to try this club sandwich, Slee.
Just rubs the lotion on its skin or else it gets the hose.
Bro, that
again.
Just sounds that sounds awkward. That sounds
put the
very...
bacon on the sandwich.
Don't know what you guys are talking about at all.
That would be
just
better.
Tuned out for a minute.
All right, I'll go Buffalo Bill. I'll go Buffalo Bill.
All right. Yeah. Well, let's figure out where we're going to go, and then you get
I'm busy. I just looked at my schedule. I'm very busy.
Buffalo Bill all over again. Let's see. This is from Paul. Excuse me. And he says, hashtag ask Slee, have you ever used someone else's toothbrush?
Yeah, I have. Yeah, my girlfriend's. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I've used her toothbrush.
That I mean, we all have at some point. I mean, I've used my wife's. It's sometimes you forget,
you
and it's
it.
Late at night, and you got to do it. Now, here's a better question.
Or you go, you know, this happens. You go, you're gone for a weekend or something along those lines. She's the responsible one. She brings what she needs to bring. I forget my toothbrush. I'm like, all right, well, I'm just using yours.
Right. So here's the follow-up to that because I'm curious because I've done it too. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
Do you tell her or do you do it on the down low?
Oh, no, I let her know. I almost I lean into it. I actually brush my teeth first.
Yeah. I
actually even tell her, like, I'm even putting the toothpaste on. Yep, this is your toothbrush.
I'll say, hey, Sue, I'm just going to jump in the shower real quick. And then I go in there, I turn on the shower, and I brush my teeth first and then take the shower. Like, yeah, I don't know why your toothbrush is wet. I don't know. Maybe something leaked in your little carry-on bag. I don't know.
No,
I didn't do it.
I forgot my toothbrush. So this is survival right now.
All right, here's one from John. It says, celebrating an injury is really bad form. But since we're friends, can you admit that a little bit of you didn't feel entirely bad hearing that Kawhi is out? Hashtag ask Slee.
No. By the way, a tweet that just came back a couple minutes ago from Sham Sharania. Clippers fear Kawhi Leonard has suffered an ACL injury. He is out indefinitely. This was just right when you started. Ooh. Right when you started your ask Slee. So got to be honest here. I feel incredibly bad for Kawhi. Could be out for the rest of the series. We'll see what happens.
He's got an ACL injury. That's a surgical procedure potential.
Could be out for the year.
Right. That could be not only for the year. If it's an ACL, he could be out
next
year too.
That's right. That's ACL.
Yeah.
For a second,
what does
Embiid have that he's playing on?
Is that a meniscus?
I think it's meniscus.
Yeah, meniscus. Yeah, torn meniscus.
And that hurt. Not look, I am in no way, shape, or form comparing myself to any of these guys, but I have a torn meniscus in my left lead, my left knee. It hurts all the time. I can't imagine having to do something like that. Dr. Clapper also told me it'd be a good idea to lose some weight. He's probably right about that, but that's a topic for another time. Here we go. Ryan says, when Slee and Lady Slee go out for a date, does he toss the keys to the valet and hit him with the keep it close, pal? Are you that guy?
No, I'm not that guy. I'm not that guy. Can I tell? Weren't we telling this story one time? Weren't we talking about you pull up to a country club and you throw the keys and it's not even close to the guy? It actually goes into the bushes. And you let him know, like, hey, you know, just make sure the car is ready when I come back.
So I got a very quick story here. I went to a very nice restaurant.
Can I throw this at you real quick?
Please.
Which guy are you when you go get your car parked, but the car is super close, like it's close, and they say they're going to go out and get the car? I'm definitely the, just give me the keys. It's right there. I'll just grab the car and go. People, it's just hilarious to me that they wait standing there while the dude is he's 20 feet away to go bring your car around. Just go to your car.
Well, this is a scenario that I don't really – face very often because I'd walk 5 miles before I'll pay for valet parking. I hate it. I hate it with every fiber, every molecule in my body. I hate valet
I get
parking.
The hating, but there are times where it's incredibly necessary.
Sue,
it's incredibly
tennis
necessary.
Shoes. We're walking. We're going to park. We got dinner in Laguna, and we're parking in Dana Point. Let's go. Let's start walking. All right, here's another one.
Sir, are you sweating as you pull up to the restaurant? Long story.
Oh, I forgot. So we pull up this very nice restaurant in this very expensive car, and I'm the passenger, right? And the guy said to the valet, keep it up front where people can see it. I wanted to dig a hole and die. I have never been more mortified. I'll leave it up to you to figure out who that person is. It's probably not that hard to figure out. Trav, hashtag ask Slee. Given the choice, would he rather have a massive tornado blow right through his house or be the epicenter of a 6.7 earthquake? So do you want your house flattened by an earthquake or a tornado?
I'll take epicenter, 6.7. I'll take the 6.7 epicenter.
Because?
Have you seen the videos? I think we might – the house will survive in a 6.7 earthquake. It will survive in a 6.7.
Probably.
We've seen a lot of houses survive in 6.7. 6.7 is not a 9.1. Okay?
True.
Tornadoes. You've seen videos of communities just
– flattened.
Gone.
Matchsticks.
With tornadoes. So I'll take my chances with an earthquake.
You talked me into that. This is from Drew in West L.A. He says – Does Alan say, don't talk to me until I've had my coffee? Hashtag okay. Ask Slee.
When we do our morning call, so Travis and I do a call with Funches at 7 a.m., okay? The 7 a.m. call, there's no coffee yet. I have not had a cup of coffee. I get my coffee after we're done with the call. You guys can probably talk better to this. I'm a much different person when I have a cup of coffee than before I have a cup of coffee.
Now that you're telling me this, it makes sense.
Kind of makes sense, right?
Yeah, it does.
A little grumpy on some of the topics. I'm like, okay, let's keep it going. So a cup of coffee will serve me right. How are you, Trav? How are you without a cup of coffee?
I'm okay. I'm better with it, but I'm not going to say, hey, guys, let me get some coffee first. I'm not that, like, yeah, what can I do for you? What do you want? I'm not.
I don't say it, but I'm thinking it.
Very quickly. Does Trav have a blue shirt on? Hashtag ask Slee.
Yes. Yes, yeah, he does have a blue shirt on.
It's my uniform. I wear blue shirts. That's kind of how we roll. I have blue, gray, couple of blacks, and I think one T-shirt.
I think it's Versace.
No, it's Target. Close, but it's pretty close along the way. All right, I absolutely love that segment. KD did something extraordinary last night. He won a game by himself. How many guys in the league can do that, and do the Lakers have the right one? That's coming up next. It's Travis and Slee, 710 ESPN.